Hey guys, my name is Wilson Whitehead. I'm 18 and I'm a senior at Covenant. Like many people here, I grew up in a Christian home, surrounded by three sisters and wonderful parents who love each other and the Lord well. I've been at Watermark since I was born, so living a life marked by Christ has been lovingly drilled into my brain for as long as I can remember. Living with three sisters has helped to soften my heart and make me a very compassionate, loving, and forgiving person from a young age. While these are typically good qualities, my sin perverted them, and it led me to a lot of pain in junior high. In junior high, I had accepted Christ into my heart by placing my trust in the fact that he died and rose again for my sin. I had even proclaimed my acceptance through my baptism in eighth grade, and thus I thought that I was living a life devoted to him. However, I was living a life in pursuit of good qualities and a good reputation, instead of a life in pursuit of the good Father whom I'm so desperately needed. In the summer of freshman year, I went to Camp Barnabas for the second time, and I had never been looking forward to something so much. Camp Barnabas was my favorite part of the year. That week, I met a girl who I quickly developed feelings for, and after talking for months after that week was over, we began a long-distance relationship. This relationship proved to be much more hurtful than I had ever thought, because I began to place my identity in her and what she thought of me. Eventually, she let me down, as anyone would have, and my idea of myself went down as well. After 9 months of being in the relationship, things ended when another guy came into the picture. With my identity in that relationship, I was crushed. I quickly sunk into depression and anxiety and withdrew myself from everyone around me. I felt like I wasn't enough, and that particular train of thought led me to struggle to find my identity in girls that were in my life. The problem with finding my identity in girls is that in reality, I was trying to fill the hole in my heart. It was trying to fill that deep hole in my heart that led me to struggle with people-pleasing, pride, and perfectionism as well. Ever since about sixth grade, I've been pinned as the good kid, which is typically not a bad thing. I, however, grew to resent it, knowing all that I was struggling with that people outside of my circle didn't know about. I was going around being called Jesus by my peers, and I was struggling with pride and identity behind the scenes. Eventually, the good kid label seeped into my heart, and I began to buy into the lie that I was a good kid, and I didn't need the love of a savior to work in my day-to-day life. With this in mind, I became even more prideful and selfish, and sought to do anything I could to gain the approval of my peers. It took me a while to realize that this, too, was an attempt to fill the hole in my heart with something other than the love of my savior. The beginning of the real transformation of my life began this past summer when I spent another 2 weeks at Camp Barnabas. I was yet again forced to take the attention off of myself and pour into an amazing group of campers. It was during these 2 weeks that the Lord really helped me realize exactly how prideful I had been in my walk with him. So I spent the rest of the time that I had there praying desperately for the Lord to humble me. Flash forward a few months to 2 weeks ago when a group of my best friends humbled me with their honesty in a conversation about the way I had been living my life selfishly and in pursuit of affirmation in all the wrong things. Proverbs 27:6 says, "The wounds of a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses." They were willing to have a difficult conversation with me to help me in my walk because they loved me and wanted the best for me, and for that I am truly thankful. This was where I would consider my life to have truly changed. My devotion to the Lord, and more importantly, his devotion to me, have led me from doing things because I wanted to be the good kid to doing things for the glory of the kingdom. I used to think that devoting your life to Christ meant that things would get better, when in reality, the Lord tells us in John 16:33 that in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. The truth is, things don't get easier, but the Lord helps you make more of those situations and turn the things that once defined your story into the things that build your character and dependence on God. I can't stand up here and tell y'all that I don't struggle to find my identity in the Lord and not in girls or what people think of me, or that I don't still find myself trying to get the affirmation of those around me. Those things didn't go away, but now that I have fully devoted my life to Christ and am living life in daily pursuit of him, I can see his love in all of those things. I am slowly learning what it means to chase after the one true God rather than the things or idols that the world places around me. The idols of this world will never satisfy. It is only love of our Savior that can fill us. So, if you can relate to my story, I would encourage you to look around and see what things are controlling your life and turn them over to Christ. For me, it was pride and my desire for other people to fill the hole in my heart. In order to break the chains of the world, you can't just run from sin. You must also run to the Son. Thank you guys for listening to my story. Would you stand and continue?